If Ward 4 Cown, Stephen Kinnock gets his way at next week's city council meeting, newly hired department heads could be forced to live within the city as a condition of employment. Having department heads to live within the city limits will ensure that they share the same concerns as the residents they serve, particularly concerning budget decisions and spending, Kinnock and Wardmate Cown. Marchi Bruni say in a resolution to be presented to fellow councillors next Monday. Their proposed policy wouldn't apply to current department heads who live outside the city limits, only to new hires. Mike Figliola, who spent a controversial 29 months as Sault Ste. Marie's fire chief between December 2014 and May 2017, lived near Thessalon at the time, traveling home at night in a city-owned vehicle. The full text of the Kinnock-Bruni resolution follows. Monday's city council meeting will be live-streamed on Sault Today starting at 5 p.m. Residency requirement policy for new department heads. Mover. Cown S. Kinnock. Seconder. Cown. M. Bruni. Whereas Sault Ste. Marie City Council recognizes the importance of fostering strong leadership and community involvement within our municipal government, and whereas City Council recognizes that spending decisions made by city department heads can directly impact local property taxes and other financial obligations of residents and businesses in Sault Ste. Marie, and whereas City Council believes that having department heads to live within the city limits will ensure that they share the same concerns as the residents they serve, particularly concerning budget decisions and spending. Now therefore be it resolved that staff be requested to report back to Council with a policy on having a residency requirement within the city of Sault Ste. Marie to be negotiated into all future contracts for department heads at the Corporation of the City of Sault Ste. Marie, including provision for enforcement and, where necessary, if exceptions should be made. Current department heads who do not reside within the city limits shall be exempt from this requirement, provided they continue in their current position.